I thought we bowled really well all day. Be nice to take the chances when they come. You know, bowlers bowled really well. I thought the disciplines were excellent. Just have to look at the run rate. To only take 5 wickets. We'll bowl worse than that and be rewarded better. But at the end of the day, you got to take the chances when they come. 3 chances that we should have taken. But look, lads, I can't fault them in the sense that they work really hard at their fielding. They work hard at their catching. It's just not ideal to on a day like today when you put them in and show chances.
Where would he put it down to? Just a bit of nerves, maybe. One of those things.
No, I don't know. You'd have to ask the players, mate. But they just didn't stick, and that can happen. But look, as I said, the lads train their butts off with their fielding and give themselves the best chance. And sometimes chances don't go to hand.
Of course, there was one catch that was taken that wasn't given, which could be quite crucial in the end. How did you see that?
Was that the one down leg?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, the umpire didn't think he hit it, so that's an umpire's prerogative. Would have been nice to get a leg side strangle, but look, that's. Can't do anything about that. Umpires are there to make decisions, and sometimes they get them right, sometimes they don't. So no issues there. It would have been nice to be given, but not to be.
Of course, Somerset have collapsed at Taunton as you were calling
it. I just heard that. Yeah, well, 7 for
20.
Yeah, wow, that's interesting. Yeah, but we can't worry about that too much. So we can only focus on what we're doing here.
And what about the pitch? What's it playing like, would you say?
I think there's a bit of nibble. If you bowl that really good line and length, that attacking that off stump, I think we've seen that, the odd player miss and, the odd edge. So there's enough in there if you bowl really disciplined line and length. Do you notice I avoid the word bowl good areas?
Yeah.
I hate that term.
I
hate that term.
Does the hunt for bowling points tomorrow affect the way that you're going to... approach things, and obviously wickets count,
I think we're just going to play our game, our patience game. If we can be disciplined with our line and length, we feel on this surface we've got a new ball, and the overhead conditions suggest it will swing around a little bit. New hard ball with a good seam, it will do a little bit off the surface early. So we feel if we can bowl enough good deliveries, be nice and patient, nice and disciplined, we've got a disciplined attack, we can maybe create a few chances. If the chances come, we need to catch them. So.
And what's the kind of reaction to the way Nick batted out there? Obviously, he's been a pretty decent run.
Look, he's batted wonderfully well, yeah. We dropped him on 22. From what everyone says, he nicked that one down leg. But look, sometimes to score 100, you need a little bit of luck on your side. But that's certainly not taking anything away. I think he's a wonderful young player. He's played a fantastic knock here against a good attack and against good disciplined bowling. So full credit to him.
What was the thinking with the selection of the extra seamer for this one and Azeem as well?
We felt that spin potentially in the second half of the game could play a part, and it does give you that bit of variety, doesn't it? I think if you can't do it with 5 seamers, but it was a tough call, which 5 seamers to play. Brez is essentially playing as a batter who bowls so and bowls very well. He'll be batting 5 this game, so but he thoroughly deserves that opportunity. He's performed wonderfully well for the last couple of seasons with the stick. So he deserves that chance.
Yeah, plenty of onus though, isn't on those top 4 specialist batsmen once you do come round to bat tomorrow.
Yeah, certainly, and we've spoken about it for the last couple of years about our top order, our top 4 or 5 batters doing the bulk of the work. Let's not rely on 6, 7, 8, 9 to score the bulk of our runs. We need the top order to do that. Hopefully, Once we get our turn to bat, hopefully that's sooner rather than later, we can really put in a good performance, tick off some significant partnerships, and then we can put Middlesex under a bit of pressure. But look, we know they've got a very good bowling attack. We know we have to get through some tough periods.